All right, thousand thanks. Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here. Tomorrow, Christmas Eve. A week from tomorrow, 2 weeks from tomorrow, New Year's Eve. Man, this year is flying by. And I think a lot of people are very happy to say goodbye 2020. Well, but 2020 was an interesting year. And when it was all said and done, we did not have the 500-plus, 600-plus National Corn Growers National Yield Contest winners, but we had some pretty impressive yields here in the Dakotas and Minnesota. And of the five categories in North Dakota, three of them had the name Myers in them. And it's a family deal. And Jay Myers of Colfax, North Dakota, and Kara Myers and Travis Myers all did pretty doggone well in the state winner of the 2020 Corn Yield Contest in North Dakota. Jay, congratulations on the family did you proud.
Hey, thanks, Vic.
Yeah. So I guess now you're no stranger to contests and competing. You're a finalist for Farm Journal's Top Producer Award a couple years back, and you're deeply involved in soybeans. You're on the United Soybean Board, USEC. You got, Soy Transportation Coalition. You got a lot of things going on in the world, but you managed to compete well in the corn yield contest.
Yeah, things turned out pretty well this year. We got in early for once. It's been a few years since we've been able to get in early, and of course, that's all you can push corn yield if you get them in the ground early enough. And if everything else goes right, you know, we had pretty decent weather, a little bit on the wet side in the spring and throughout the summer, but some of these contest fields have been on tiled ground, so that saved us there.
For sure. 245.4 bushels to the acre in the conventional non-irrigated category. Second place for Kara. You were first place in the non-irrigated strip till. 260 bushels to the acre, and son Travis picked up the third place in the ridge or strip till irrigated, 210 bushel to the acre. So what's the secret to growing 200 plus bushel to the acre corn in Richland County, North Dakota?
Well, I don't know if there's any one secret, but there a lot of things have to come together to make it all work. And you know, this year, you know, we had pretty decent yields, but I think we lost a little bit from that early frost on September 9th. That cut things back a little bit, but, you know, all in all, they were still respectable yields. And, you know, as long as the guy's getting things planted early and getting the right stand and picking a, you know, a full season hybrid for your area and getting the right fertility program, you can kind of get everything to come together, right?
For sure. Let's see now. You were pretty much, Kara planted Pioneer, you planted DeKalb, and Travis planted AgriGold. So I guess you kind of spread it out over the family there.
we're always trying different things every year to see what's out there. And we've been planting some DeKalb and Pioneer for quite a few years and try a lot of other things. And this was the first year we'd tried some AgriGold, and you know, some of their varieties they got did pretty well. We had a test plot while you were here for our field day, and we had a test plot with a bunch of varieties in it, and AgriGold had a couple of varieties that beat quite a few other varieties in there. So we're still looking at trying some AgriGold this next year, and there's been a lot of farmers throughout the Corn Belt that have won yield contests with that AgriGold lineup of hybrids.
Well, there's certainly one to take a look at. Let's talk a little bit about your fertility program. Jay Myers has Agro Valley Solutions, and your kind of flagship product there, all the Conklin lines. So did you focus on Conklin products, or did you incorporate a few others?
Well, we focus our fertility program on a lot of Conklin products and mainly the Conklin AgriVantage system recommendations and program or system that they have. And that kind of gives us a prescription of different products to use. But it also kind of explains and gives us recommendations on placement of fertilizer. And it's kind of getting to the point where placement is a key too, you know, where you place that fertilizer, whether it's in furrow or alongside the row, or we, you know, did some strip till on some of this, and then we're placing it below the row too, you know, so we're placing in many different locations. And then some of the methods of applying, we've been using some of the 360 yield products for side banding when we plant, and then wide dropping later into the season, and using the yield scan or soil scan machine for checking nitrogen throughout the season, so we can decide if we need to apply more, if we've lost any or not. So there's kind of a whole array of different things, but fertility is the big thing. You got to keep an eye on that and keep that plant going.
Yeah, got to feed the child as it continues to grow, and keep it going through adolescence, and make it a mature adult. Now, did you discover anything as far as placement alongside, underneath seems to make a would be pretty clever, but did that make a difference?
Yeah, we've seen some yield advantages by having that strip-tilled fertilizer under the row. That plays a pretty big advantage there. And you know, not only placing the fertilizer, but it gives it an efficiency factor when you're putting it in certain locations, so you don't necessarily need the full amount that's recommended on a soil test in those situations. So placement, you know, it has become a pretty big deal, and timing, you know, when we can put it on at different times throughout the season plays a pretty big role. We're not losing that nitrogen if we put too much out there up front. And we can kind of fine-tune our amounts we use, too, then as we come in later in the season and put more on.
And are you going to do more of one thing next year, or still experiment a lot?
We try to look for new things out there and try some different things. I got a couple things we might try next year. And, of course, Conklin has come out with some new products over the last couple years that we've been experimenting and trying, and seeing some pretty good results in our test spot with those things. You know, WEX is one we've talked about before. That's been around for many, many years, and that showed a yield advantage this year when we had that in the test spot. And so, you know, it's kind of a lot of little things that you put together to kind of keep these yields up there.
I guess, yeah, we go, you know, we take a pain pill to, you know, or we get a shot for this or that, but in farming, it's the prescription, it's the whole picture, doing a variety of things to make a difference. So yeah, well, congratulations on the 260.2 bushels of corn for you, and in that category that makes you number one in the strip till, non-irrigated. And if this was a normal year, you'd be going to San Antonio to Commodity Classic and be at the big banquet, but this is going to be a virtual year for that, huh?
Yeah, we'll have to zoom in, I guess, right?
Yeah, afraid so. Let's talk a little bit about your, you're on the board of directors for the United Soybean Board, and just elected Dan Farney from Morton, Illinois, as director. And I guess you participated in a Zoom conference on that one last week, huh?
Yeah, we've had a multitude of different Zoom meetings going on, and you know, it's always nice not to have to spend so much time traveling to these meetings, but then again, it doesn't work out the best either when you're not, you know, meeting in person to be able to. There's a lot of visiting that goes on in the hallways, talking about projects and different things that we're doing, you know, so it's, we're quite not quite connected as well as we would be if it's an in-person meeting, but I guess we get by and make it work.
Make the most of it and make it happen. Same with USEC and the Soy Transportation Coalition. So, again, we just say thanks for all the work you do and all that good stuff. Hey, if people want to check out your company, Agro Valley Solutions, how do they do that?
Oh, they can go on our website at agrovalley.net, A-G-R-O, and then valley.net, and, or they can give me a call, 701-640-3654.
All righty. Hey, Jay, again, congratulations. Hope you have a great holiday with the family and all, and just have a good finish to 2020, and let's have a much improved 2021, huh?
Yeah, that sounds good, Mick. Thanks.
Yeah, and maybe you'll get to 300 bushel one time in the National Corn Yield Contest. That would be great.
Well, that's kind of the goal, you know, to push over that 300 bushel mark one of these years, and maybe things will come together.
It will happen one day. We wish you well. Thank you, Jay. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thanks, Mick.
You bet.